We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the UNI Panther Point of View. Tune in each week for a deeper point of view from UNI coaches, student athletes, and UNI insiders. Now, here's the voice of the Panthers, Gary Rima.
Hi, sports fans, and welcome to the latest episode of the Panther Point of View podcast, where we get a deeper point of view and insight from UNI coaches, student athletes, and administrators. Jerick Wolcott, the Assistant Athletic Director for Media Communications, will join us a little bit later on this podcast. But we open up today's show with Trey Burhau, the senior guard on this UNI Panther men's basketball team out of Mayer, Minnesota. Before we talk with Trey, I do want to remind you, don't forget to download and subscribe to the Panther Point of View podcast from wherever you download your podcast, Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, or at UNIPanthers.com. How you doing, Trey Burhau?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm great. Doing good. And excited to talk some UNI Panther men's basketball with you. The first thing I want to start with you that maybe some of our Panther Nation or podcast listeners don't know is you almost didn't take the basketball route to the college level, did you?
No. I would have went football or baseball. I like those two sports a lot.
Well, you know, we got hung up in Valparaiso last year. I think waiting to be able to go to our plane. So we are hanging out at their arena after the game, and you got throwing the football around. And I was watching you throw that football, and you said you were quite a quarterback in high school.
Yeah, I was pretty decent. My grandpa was a quarterback back in his college and high school days, so he taught me quite a few things. Went to all the football camps, like all the quarterback Jeff Tricky, stuff like that. So it was fun. I really liked football, but then just ended up choosing basketball.
How did that all play out? I got to believe there were some schools calling on you as a possible football recruit, maybe baseball too. How did it work out that you went the basketball route?
Football initially. So I think I played freshman year. I played varsity as a freshman, but they put me on the defensive end, and I was playing safety, and I did not like the defensive end. I did not like tackling people. Like I'll try to run someone over, but I hated tackling people for some reason. So then, like, I got mad about that, but the next year they said they had to move me over to wide receiver. And then, so, like, that year I played 7-on-7, so I was getting recruited during the 7-on-7 year. And then all of a sudden, like, I got my first offer. I think that was a sophomore year AAU season for basketball. So then, like, once I got that first offer, I was like, well, maybe I should start focusing more on basketball. So then I didn't play sophomore year football, and I focused all on basketball. Started working out real hard on that, then blew up a little bit in basketball. And then junior year, I tried to go back, and then like I asked my mom like if it's okay to play football again, and she said no, she's not. She's like, you can't risk your basketball career off an injury for football. So I don't blame my mom, but I always tell my mom like she's the reason why I had to stop football because she said she wanted to risk an injury.
It's all right to listen to mom though. Nothing wrong with that. So your route to UNI was not a direct route from your high school team at Waterton Mare High School. You had a stop in between. How did that all work out?
So I originally went to Pepperdine my freshman year. So that was it was gorgeous out there, nice and warm. I played just one season down there, and then like halfway through, I want to say maybe not even halfway through our conference season, our coach got fired. And then I ended up just saying, like, my grandpa with all his health issues and trying to be coming closer to home, and then want to be able to watch my whole family come and watch me play because it's kind of hard for everybody to fly out to Malibu and it's pretty expensive down there. So wanted to come closer to home so I could be close to family so they could watch all the games, and then just ended up coming back close home in Iowa and then playing for UNI.
Was UNI in on the recruiting of you when you were in high school?
Yeah, so I talked to Coach Green. I knew Coach Dream probably since sophomore year, so I was always talking with him. And then I ended up went on a couple of visits to UNI too. So I mean, I actually worked. The funny thing was, I worked out with AJ when he was. I worked out with AJ when he was like 5 foot, and I was like 5'9", I swear. And then all of a sudden, I came back. When I came here to UNI, all of a sudden I saw him again. It was like 3 years later. All of a sudden, he grew like 6 inches. I was like, "What happened to him?" So it was kind of funny seeing him again. So I thought that was funny.
And I got to believe no regrets on all these decisions, you know, whether, you know, stopping football in high school, concentrating on basketball, going to Pepperdine, now at UNI. I mean, you got to be pretty happy with some of those decisions, tough decisions you had to make along the way.
Yeah, and I couldn't be more happier. Like, it's the biggest family atmosphere. Like, the coaches, I'm so close with every coach. Like, I couldn't ask for anything more. Like, the players are amazing coming here, the fans are great. Everyone's just great here at UNI. So I couldn't be more happy with how we play and how the team's produced and just how everything's gone so far here.
Talking with UNI Panther senior guard Trey Burhau on our Panther Point of View podcast. Before we talk about this upcoming season, we got to look back at last year, and there were a lot of positives, few negatives maybe. But, you know, last year, you know, just the way it ended, you were the regular season champions of the Missouri Valley Conference, won it outright. You go 16-0 at home. You had a really good junior season. A lot of postseason awards for you and your teammates and Coach Jacobson. Then there was that first-round Missouri Valley Conference tournament loss to Drake. No postseason. You were going to go to the NIT for sure, and I still think you may have got an at-large to the NCAA. What's your thoughts on that junior season that you had at UNI with kind of all those highs and lows?
I mean, we had a lot of great highs. I mean, I think one of the biggest highs is us probably coming together at Colorado. I think that was like a really breaking point to like see like, oh, we're that good. We knew we were good, but like at that point, we play them, come out, see how we did against them. We're like, we came in like, because Coach Jake was saying like, it's just another team, blah, blah, blah. Like, they might be ranked, all this stuff, but they're scared of us. Like, the same thing. It's the same court. And so, like, we came out and played those guys. We came out with confidence. We came out ready to play. I mean, we ended up beating those guys. And, like, after that happened, like, everyone, we kind of, like, looked at ourselves. So, like, we were different. Like, this is the year we should, like, we got to really try to do something. Like, Coach talks about it every year. Like, we need to get back to that March Madness, get back to the tournament, and prove to like everybody like this mid majors can do this. Like the mid major isn't like supposed to be, it's not supposed to be looked down upon. So like I think that really was a changing point to us, like just to prove everybody wrong that we're like that team to beat. We should be a team to be feared. And like, that was a really high point thing. And then also like the lowest point, I wouldn't say the lowest point, but I think a big learning point was when we started our conference and that loss to I think it was Illinois State our first game. That took us like, it took us back again. Like everyone's going to come out to get us in conference play. Like we got to make sure we come prepared every game. Like we have to come with our A game and make sure we're playing every team like to our fullest. I think that was a good learning point. And then we played a conference, a real pretty good conference. And then going into the tournament, we were real well prepared, but then Drake obviously just like, they caught us off guard with a couple of things and they ended up beating us, which was pretty frustrating. But it was frustrating also then going off of that and not being able to finish with the COVID season, but that was obviously not in our control. Like it's uncontrollable, so we couldn't really do much on that. But it was still frustrating for us and then I guess the seniors that missed out on the opportunity for that to have the tournament too.
Yeah, because that was going to be a UNI Panther postseason tournament team for the first time since 2016. And I know the coaches, players, fans, us media people, disappointed that it had to end like that. Nothing you could do about it. Trey, do you see that road win over then top 25 ranked Colorado in their house? Was that kind of the turning point for the season?
We came into that season real confident. But I feel like that, like personally to me, like that's just like that when he had that win at that road win, Battle Adversity came in there, like that was a fun gym to play at. Like we had some home, they had a couple hometown kids that we knew, so like we came in there ready to go and like just putting a statement, like putting our name out there, and that really just opened my eyes, saying like this team can do it, whatever we want, whatever we put our minds to. So like personally to me, like that really opened us up, and then we just started flowing ever since after that.
And you know what else I thought was equally impressive is then a couple of nights later, you go to one of the toughest home court advantage situations to have to go into, and that was at Grand Canyon. And coming off that Colorado win, you were able to build on that to win at Grand Canyon. How about that atmosphere you got to play in last year there?
Oh, I love it. I personally love it. I love all like fans yelling everything. Like I'm ready for it. I welcome it. So. I love the intensity of that crowd, and like it kind of drives us mostly. Like we came off that Colorado going to GCU, and like Coach Jake said, start off this game hot. Let's start. I think we started on a 15-4 run. I think we started at GCU, so we were ready to roll against them. Like let them know, like that wasn't just a fluke that we beat Colorado, and we played well that game, and we showed them what we could do.
Yeah, that's a great road trip. All right, it's a new season. It's your senior season. How about that, that you're now staring down the barrel of your final collegiate season? Or do you – I know there's some talk or some rules that the NCAA is talking about kids, seniors that play this year can play again next year. How do you handle all that?
Me personally, I'm just looking forward, like just the season, just focusing on this year and focusing on what we can like handle and what we can just do to control that. So, I mean, I don't necessarily know if like going to take another year or anything like that. I don't really look into the rules. I'm just focused on this season. But I don't know, there are a lot of rules going around, like coming back this season, like you get a free season, all this extra stuff. But I'm just focused on this season, trying to make sure we can have the best team possible for this year and play as many games as, I guess, the COVID rules will let us.
Preseason favorites to win the Missouri Valley Conference in the poll that just came out. High expectations for this team, but with that comes, you know, that some pressure. How do you guys handle all that?
I don't know. Pressure, I don't know if it doesn't really bother us. We're prepared. Coach Jake prepares us very well. He prepares us as if we're underdogs and making sure, like, we're always something to prove. And I think that's what really gets us going. Like, we're never content with where we're at. We're always looking to get better and better and always prove something to the next person. So I think obviously having that pressure is going to help us perform the way we need to perform. And obviously, like, we like being at the top of the line. That's where we should be ranked. That's, like, what I feel like we should be ranked, number one, coming back. So, I mean, it's just good to see that other teams are going to see that, but then it's going to be fun this year because obviously every team's going to be gunning for us. So we're going to have to come out with our A game.
Yeah, and you got a regular season championship to defend after winning it all last year. You and Taiwan Pickford, you know, the main seniors back. We do have the transfer in Gonar Mar, whether he plays this year or not. But you and I got to believe Taiwan and you, you guys take on probably the leadership role of this team this year, don't you?
Yeah, it's been different. I mean, obviously losing some of our big seniors. We had four fifth-year seniors on the team last year. So they obviously knew a lot about the team and like how to become a leader. So, I mean, it's just stepping in that role, making sure these freshmen are learning and just making sure that we take off and grow from where we were at last year as me being a senior, so taking on that leadership role. So it's been fun. It's been a fun adventure for me doing that. So it's been good.
Does that come natural for you to be a leader on a team, or is that maybe a little bit of new territory where you're looked at as one of the leaders?
In high school, I was looked at that role. So, I mean, going off of that, I'm obviously, you guys, whoever watches the games, I'm pretty like eccentric and very like talk a lot. So, I mean, it's not hard for me to talk and communicate to the other players. So, like, it's good with that. But then, like, obviously, like, I like the fact that, like, these players, like, I want them to understand, like, if I'm yelling at them that they do something, like, they mess up, but, like, then I'm, like, doing it, like, for the good of them. And then if I do the same thing, like, they can tell me to do that. Like, just tell me to get on my, like, just tell me to do better and do the stuff like that.
So, I mean, it's been fun, but I love taking on a leadership role. I'll do whatever it takes for the team to be successful.
He's Trey Burhau, one of the seniors on this year's UNI Panther men's basketball team. You wear number 11. Is there any special reason you wear that jersey number?
No, I've worn it. Gosh, I've had that number since I was probably ninth grade or maybe eighth grade. So I don't know. There's no reason. I'd always just have number 11. No special reason.
And so when you came to UNI, did you request 11 or did they say, you know, here's what number you're going to wear? Did they know you liked 11? How did it turn out that you wear 11 for the Panthers?
Oh, I mean, I asked for it. I said, hopefully I can get that number. And they said, yeah, we'll be able to get that number. But I don't know. That's my number. I've always been 11. So hopefully I'll never have to change that number.
I like it. You were named to the most improved team last year at the end of the season. Your preseason third team All-MVC selection. Two of your teammates, A.J. Green and Austin Fife, first team preseason MVC selections, along with A.J. Green, the preseason player of the year. Just your thoughts on the preseason awards that you and your teammates have already received.
Oh, no, it's great to see the recognitions that the NBC has given us. I mean, AJ and Fife are great players, and AJ obviously trying to get the back-to-back player of the year. But no, I'm trying to join them within the first team. I'm not just going to just settle for third team. So I want us to have like three of us on the first team, the ballot. So, I mean, that's my goal for this year to prove, make sure we can have three people on that team. So, I mean, I got something, a chip on my shoulder for that. So that's just me personal, trying to join them up there.
Yeah, I love to hear that. You know, it's nice to be honored as a third team member, but I got to believe, you know, to me, you're better than a third team All-MVC performer. Even though the league is good, a lot of talent, that motivates you to you know, you want the team to do well, but you also feel like you can even be better than a third team MVC guy at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm happy for what they gave me, but I'm always looking for more. Always looking to do better. I mean, I hope all three of us are on that first team ballot by the end of this year. So, I mean, that's what we're working for. So we're going to have to see.
Where do you look to see the most improvement in your game this coming season?
Defensively this year, I've been really picking it up in practice-wise. Obviously losing Isaiah on the defensive end last year. He's first team all defense last year, which is amazing. Him having him on the defensive end, his communication and everything he did was huge. So, I mean, as a senior this year, going to have to pick it up on the defensive end and just pick up the intensity, the communications down there. Obviously we lost one of those players. Taiwan's going to come back and he's obviously bringing back another defensive area. That's amazing for us to have, but then obviously having me on there playing the court and really focusing and sitting down on defense, start guarding their best players and really just locking into that is really going to expand my game and hopefully put me in a better position to make a higher spot in like the first team like that.
You got to know when Coach Jacobson hears you say that on this podcast, he's just smiling ear to ear. You know how much he loves it when you guys play defense.
Yeah, he's been talking to me about it. He said, I'm going to have to pick it up this year. And I've accepted the challenge, so I'm ready for it.
You know, you shot the three-point shot really well last year, especially kind of that first half of the season. You were just lights out. You ended up right near 45% accurate from the arc, even though that three-point line got moved back a little bit. How's your three-point shot going into this new season?
I mean, hopefully it gets better. Always looking to get better. I mean, hopefully get that 50%. Mark's always talking crap that he's had the best three-point percentage at UNI history, so I'm always gunning for that right now. So, but we're working on that consistently now. So, I mean, that's one of the part of my games I feel really comfortable with. So, I mean, obviously got to expand on that and make sure I can get as best as possible at that. So it's been going good.
What can you tell us about how the early practices are going with this group of guys?
let me tell you, they're intense. Real intense. Like, I think this year we really picked up on our defensive intensity. Like, they really made that, like, just a focus on our practices and our defensive intensity, just, like, focusing on guarding the ball, like, just being a pest on ball defense and then making sure we're in our rotations and just making sure we can really lock down defenders. Like, our opposing team this year is going to be a big focus for us. So, I mean, it's been fun. These freshmen came here. They're ready to compete. They're fighting for spots. So, I mean, it's been fun, these practices right now.
Panther Nation knows, you know, the returning guys really well, and even some of the redshirt freshmen. How are the true freshmen looking? Because, you know, really strong incoming true freshman class with Nate Heisey, and Bowen Bourne comes in with huge accolades around him, and I mean Titan Anderson. I mean, there's some Daniels. I mean, there's some really quality true freshmen that have joined you guys. What have you seen out of those youngsters?
Competitiveness. Like I love the fact that they're coming out here to compete. Like they'll stand up to us. Like they'll talk back to us, which is like what we like to see. They're not going to back down anything we're going to say. Like they're going to come back and fight right back. But like they're eager to learn, and I think that's the best thing they can do. Is like they're sit down, they'll listen to what we have to say. They're not going to like just brush us away. Like they listen, and they actually listen. So like we'll tell them what to do, and they'll go do it. And they're just the coaches have just been bragging about how well they just do in their practice. They're doing their jobs, coming to practice every day, ready to learn, just ready to fight and try to get spots right now. So I'm loving what they're doing.
That team a year ago, really solid team, good depth, a lot of seniors. But just looking at that roster, seeing what's back, seeing what's coming in new, looking at the redshirt freshmen that now are looking for minutes, this team looks even deeper at all positions than maybe what the Panthers put on the floor last year. Is that accurate, or was that team last year a deeper team?
God, it's hard to tell right now. I mean, I feel like both teams are gonna be real. I think this team's gonna be real deep. It's gonna be hard for Coach Jake to figure out. Like, I feel like everybody on the that can play, like who is not redshirt, like everyone who's gonna be able to play this year, like Coach, it's like everyone's gonna be ready. Like anyone who's really wants to come off the bench, like whenever they come off the bench, they're gonna be ready to play. Like, and they're gonna be coming in the game, giving us good minutes. Like, there's no one not prepared for this year. It's like everyone, he could pick anyone off the bench. They're gonna come in. They're gonna give us good minutes, which I love to see. And like that helps us as like I guess upperclassmen compete even harder, because like obviously you want to keep in, you want to stay your minutes, and obviously you want to support your teammates. But like that's what makes the team better with competitiveness. Like they're competing in practice, and we're competing in practice, and that just makes us a lot better. So it's good to see.
Yeah, I got to believe practices are hugely competitive. Speaking of practices, just seeing some pictures of some of the workouts, it looks like you guys are practicing with masks on. What's that like?
Oh, to be honest, it's terrible. It is terrible. The COVID masks are terrible to practice in. Like, I mean, Coach Jake's got it set up real nice. Like, he's got it. Like, so say we sweat too much, like on the mask, like we got a bunch of like new masks ready to go. So like everything's like as good as you can possibly have it. But like, the rule, I mean, it's one of the rules, so we gotta follow it. But like, let me tell you, it is terrible trying to run and talk and breathe and communicate with these masks on. They're not. It's not fun. It's not fun at all.
Got to keep it going. How anxious are you to play your senior season home games back in the McLeod Center, where you went 16-0 last year in your junior season, and it maybe not going to be able to put 5,000 or 6,000 in there, but if they go 30-35% capacity, there'll be a nice crowd in there. How anxious are you for those home games this year?
Oh, I'm excited. I'm real excited. I'm ready for like I just have fans back in and play in front of people again. I miss that. I love just showcasing what we have and showcasing the fans. I just love hearing the sounds of it at everything. It's just the intensity, the atmosphere. I'm just missing it right now.
What kind of goals can you share with us that the team has set for this season? And do you have some personal goals that you'd like to accomplish in your senior year at UNI, Trey?
Mm-hmm. I'd say, I guess, more or less the goal. I mean, obviously win the conference again. That's a easy goal. Everyone can say that on our team. That's a big goal for us. And then make it obviously the tournament. And I would say win the tournament, win the NBC tournament, and win the NBC conference, and then make it to March Madness. Make it to March Madness, because it's been a while since we've been there. I guess another team goal would be, I don't know if you guys know, but the OAR. So we've been trying to keep our OAR below. So like the defense, so they score less than 1 point possession. So we're trying to get that lower than 1 point possession, and then offer offense score more than 1 point per possession. So that's a big goal for our team. So we can be as efficient as possible, be one of the most efficient teams in the nation again. And then personal goals for me is I want to be on the first team for the offense, and I want to make it on at least one of the teams for defense. I told Coach Jake I'm picking up the defense, so I got to make sure I get on one of those teams and prove it to him. So that's a personal goal. And then obviously just being the top of the nation for 3-point shooting again, that's a big thing for me, and showcase to the world like what I can really do this year, so I can give myself the best chance I can to make it to the next level.
Yeah, yeah, great goals, both team and personal. And is that the goal, the push, the dream of yours is to play this game professionally at some level after you are done with your collegiate career?
Of course, until the body says no, I'll keep playing.
Love it. That away. All right. Hey, before we wrap it up, and looking forward to your senior season, Trey, really been fun to follow your games, broadcast your games. You're such a fun player to watch. I love the energy and emotion and excitement that you play with.
I've always have been like that. I don't know what it is. I guess that's how my mom raised me, with just always do everything with energy. So I mean, that's just me. I always play with the smile on my face and ready to play.
Tell your mom thanks for that, because we love that. Before we do go, though, I want to bring up the UNI Student Athletes Unity Walk that you guys mm-hmm. had. What a cool deal you had on campus. Looked like a number of the men's basketball players, led by Austin Fife, Noah Carter, and Antoine Kimmons, played a major role in organizing that. I know some of those guys spoke at that event. What did you think of all that? How did you feel about that?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, as a team, we're real close about that. We talked a bunch about all the racial inequalities and all the issues and stuff like that. So we're an open team. Like, our team is real close. Like, I think it's closer than we've ever been, obviously communicating about all that stuff. So we did a 21-day challenge where we went 21 days straight with learning about all these social injustices and issues, and like learning about the situations and like learning more about what really happened, like what happened in the past and like what's happening now. So, I mean, and we had Zoom calls every week about that, which was really good. But then I think the biggest thing for us is, like, since we're such a close-knit team and like we're so willing to talk about all this, and like with the Unity Walk, it was real nice to have all the other athletes and obviously have Antoine share like one of his personal stories to like all the people that were there, to like show that we're so open. And so if we're us being that open, like hopefully it makes other people learn and want to learn more about the situations and have them talk about all the issues and like make sure they can share their stories. And like, if we're being that open, like everyone else should be able to do that too. Like, it shouldn't be anything to be scared of, just to talk about it and just be in some uncomfortable situations and learn some stuff about it.
Yeah, well said. And, you know, we all need to do our job in that part of the problems that are going on across the world. But, you know, it really feels like it's your generation, that you guys who are really stepping up and can make a difference and can speak out and help lead a lot of us in the right direction with this, Trey.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing too. Like, we have, our voices are so, like, we're heard around everywhere around the world. So, I mean, we're trying to make sure our voices can be heard and like, and the right things to be heard too. So, I mean, it's big for us. And obviously with the social media and how well our generation knows what the social media can do and how fast the word can travel, I think it's really big for us to make sure we keep sharing these messages. And obviously it's at basketball and being an athlete, like with that, use our pedestal and just keep sharing our words so everyone can learn about it.
Yeah, well, great job out of you. Before we let you go, just give a final word to Panther Nation that's tuned into our podcast today about Panther basketball for this upcoming season and your senior year, Trey.
Oh, I gotta say, they gotta be excited. This year is gonna be a fun year with everyone coming back. We're gonna have a great team this year. We're gonna be excited to be a very exciting team to watch. Let me tell you, we're gonna shoot our threes. We're gonna get some dunks. It's gonna be a fun team. We're very eccentric. I'm hoping everyone can come out. I'm hoping we can have a sold out crowd this year. I'm really hoping they're going to allow that happen. Maybe they can move us into the dome or something, give us like a little throwback game to back in the day. So, but Panther Nation should be excited, though. It's going to be a fun year.
Great stuff. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you. Way to go.
All right. Thank you.
That's Trey Burhau, wears number 11 for the UNI Panther men's basketball team, senior guard, and you'll see him help lead this team to another great UNI Panther men's basketball season. As promised, joining us on our Panther Point of View podcast is Jarek Wolcott. He's the assistant athletic director for media communications at the University of Northern Iowa. How you doing, Jarek?
Hey, Gary. Good. Good to hear your voice. How's the weather down there in Florida?
Loving it. Played a lot of pickleball this morning. Got in a round of golf the other day. Actually played a baseball game in a 55 and over league on Sunday. I'm just kind of doing a little bit of everything. But I'm tell you what, I'm anxious to see college basketball get started. You know, we should be in our right in the heart of a exciting UNI football season right now. We'll have to wait to the spring for that. But anxious for for UNI Panther college basketball to get started. And hey, good news on that front, right, with the preseason poll that came out?
Yeah, both of our teams, obviously the men are picked to win it. AJ Green picked as the preseason player of the year. On the women's side, picked third. And I think that's going to be a little motivation for our women's team. I think they think they're better than third. I think they're better than third. So there's a bright future. This is going to be a fun college basketball season on both sides, men and women.
And you mentioned A.J. Green, the preseason player of the year in the men's Missouri Valley Conference, but also a couple of guys named first team all MVC and a third teamer. And then the Panther women's basketball team has a first team all preseason MVC selection.
Yeah. So with Austin joining A.J. on the first team. So that's really exciting. Austin Fife. And then you look at Trey Burhau. Is on the third team. So I think Trey thinks he's better than a third teamer as well. So that's going to be exciting. We all know how talented this team can be and what they can accomplish. On the women's side, Carly Rucker, they only go as deep as one team. Carly Rucker, first team, all preseason. And I think she's ready for a great year. She's turned herself into a real leader on that team, and she's going to have an opportunity to do some pretty special things. She's already in the 1,000-point club. I think by the time it's all said and done, she might be top five in scoring. But you look at somebody that would have been, if they extended those teams, that would have been in there, Megan Maas. Looks like she's finally healthy after tearing her ACL two seasons ago, and she looks really good, and her senior year. So both those senior year, and then we got two more seniors joining them. But they're ready for just a standout season. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Both teams practicing right now, the men's and women's basketball teams at UNI. Any word from how things are going in this what you'd call preseason camp that they're in before they open up regular season play?
So, I mean, with the way the COVID rules are by the NCAA, things are really tight. Jake doesn't really want even us in there taking pictures or doing things. So if you get pictures, they're probably going to be from, maybe second level or up higher. So we've stepped in. They look good. They look fit. They look ready to go. On the women's side, this freshman crew has brought in a lot of energy, and, there's – six juniors and seniors that look like they're ready to go. And I think it's, like I said, I think it's going to be a lot of fun all the way around.
What's the latest news as far as buying tickets to see home games of UNI Panther men's and women's basketball this year? Any new news on that front?
Not a lot of new news. We're waiting on, we're doing the best we can and making plans for where we're at with what the state of Iowa has put in place. And, so right now we're hoping to get about 35% of our capacity. That's going to be tough for a lot of people on the men's side, trying to get everybody that wants a ticket into that gate. And we're going to have a lot of sellouts with a lot of empty seats. On the women's side, we're going to be, I think we should be okay as far as what we usually pack in, but when we host maybe a bigger in-state team, that might be tough to get all those people in that want to be at that game.
Should be fun. Should be exciting. It's fun just to be able to talk that we're going to have some college basketball here coming up soon. On the football front at UNI, 10 practices, and it's fall practice. It's kind of like they move spring practice to the fall, I guess, but the Panther football team, 10 practices in the books. What can you tell us on the football front?
There's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work that's been done. Right now you kind of get in the first few practices, you get a little energy, and then you get to put the pads on and you get a little more energy. And now you're kind of in the, you got to try to avoid having that kind of mid spring ball, fall ball lull where things kind of slow down a little bit. I think the guys are now is where you really make gains and really make the difference between getting really a lot better. And you could see some guys really embracing that out there, and they're doing a good job. There's some young guys that are stepping up and some veterans that are starting to step up and show their leadership. And, you look at a guy like Bronte Wells, and he's out there playing with his hair on fire, and he's being a leader at the same time. You got some of those younger guys are stepping up, and Will looks really good at running at quarterback, and You know, so there's a little competition at running back between Tyler Hoosman and Dom Williams, a new transfer in from Kansas. So I think there's a lot of really good things out there right now. And, you know, people are going to note that we lost a few players that opted out to get ready for the draft. But you know what? We have a really talented team, and I think that we're going to be just as good, or, you know, it's hard to replace some of those guys, but we've got a lot of talent on this team.
One of those guys you're talking about that opted out and will not play this spring for UNI football is the big offensive lineman, Spencer Brown. And a big announcement for him just the other day that he's going to get an opportunity to play in one of those Senior Bowl games in January.
Yeah, the Reese Senior Bowl is obviously the biggest, most prestigious of those senior all-star games. And, you know, it's awesome for him. He's something he really worked for, and he's in California working out, and he's really doing everything he can to get better. And, you know, you look at him, and those Senior Bowl guys liked him all year long. They've been asking about him and contacting me and talking to Coach Farley and getting film and getting photos and videos of him. And I knew it was just a matter of time, and it's just finally come for him. And I'm so happy for him. You know, when you look at what he came in, and he was 220, you know, 6'9", 220, which is about as big around as a fence pole. Just not what you would call an elite offensive lineman. But he added, you know, he added 110 pounds in 4 years. He added 110 pounds, and he maintained that speed. But it's all because of his hard work. You know, it comes. There was a program laid out by the coaches and the strength and conditioning staff and the training staff, and he followed that, and the results came because he put in the work, and you can tell he's ready to go. And I think he's going to have a really good weekend there at that Senior Bowl, and I think he might end up in that second round if he does everything that he can do.
Boy, that's such a great testament, great example to what UNI Panther football does. They recruit those kind of guys, and then they develop them. They turn them into just outstanding football players, and Spencer Brown is a great example of that. Also, we're talking with Jerick Wolcott. He's the assistant athletic director for media communications at UNI. Speaking of UNI, just a couple of days ago, it was the 125th anniversary of UNI Panther football. First ever game was played a couple of days ago, 125 years ago, when UNI football beat 12-10, but you had a really interesting story on that game, which was the first ever, and we're talking 125 years ago.
Yeah, it was. So, you know, the records as far as what we keep are all maintained by the sports information director as well. We didn't have a sports information director until probably into the 40s. So you're talking, it was 50 years before we even had a sports information director. So that date was not really known. But now with the databases that are available and the resources through the Rod Library, we were able to go back and find the recap of that game in the Cedar Rapids Evening Gazette in 1895. And we're trying to track down the dates for every single one of our football games. And so it's a little bit of an effort, but you find gems like that. And that was just such a funny story because in the end of the game, UNI stages this comeback and pulls off this upset, but there's a celebration penalty essentially. And the umpire says that Co-College, that it was a tie game because he didn't want to allow the extra point, which was worth 2 points. And the referee says that the game was a 12-10 win. So the referee and the umpire couldn't come to an agreement. So that's why in our record books, it's listed as a win, but in Co-College's record books, it's listed as a tie. So, we don't have any plans on changing it to a tie, and I'm sure Co-College doesn't have any plans on changing it to a loss. So that's going to stay as a, you know, undecided game for the rest of time.
Yeah, amazing story. I'd never heard that story before, and you can read more about it if you go to the UNI Panther Twitter account at UNI Panther Athletics and read that. You have some shots of the newspaper article trying to describe that actual finish of two different scores.
Yeah, and it's so funny to read just the 1895 newspaper language. You know, they say, oh, the normal school brought 11 husky fellows, and there were some husky ducks coming down from the normal school. And so it's just the language is just funny, and you want to read it in kind of an old-timey voice. But it was a fun look back and a great experience. Another actually thing that happened this week 28 years ago on the 24th is the game between Idaho and you and I in the Dome, when the first meeting between a number one and a number two ranked FCS school. So that was obviously a 27-26 win by the Panthers, but that's another one that happened this week, 28 years ago.
Wow. But while we're talking UNI Panther football, what's the latest news for Panthers in the pros, in the NFL?
Well, you look at a guy that you didn't really have a good offseason, was not on a team, didn't get re-signed by the Chiefs, and then he got onto the Patriots practice squad, and then he got onto the Patriots, I think he played one game, but then he got released on October 2nd, Xavier Williams, and then he was picked up by the Cincinnati Bengals just on the 12th, and he played this Sunday, and he had a heck of a game. Had a sack and I think six tackles, so he really had a big game. They ended up losing to the Colts, but he did a lot of really good things on that defensive line.
Wow, that's a great story. Great job, Xavier. Sometimes you just need that extra chance, that next chance, and he got it and made the most of it. What's the latest with UNI Panther volleyball?
So schedule was released this week. So there's a lot of talk about is there going to be a non-conference schedule and whatever else is going to happen. But right now we've got the conference schedule. So going to start on February 7th and roll through to March 28th with the conference tournament starting April 1st through 3rd. So it'll be an interesting setup and see how it goes if they do any non-conference. I don't think that's the plan right now, but there's a lot of opportunity there with some travel partners. It's going to be a kind of an unusual schedule for volleyball, but it should be some good stuff.
And I see the UNI Panther wrestling team, who they're getting, cranked up for another season under head coach Doug Schwab. They're really pushing to get season tickets to get in and see that Panther wrestling team that's going to wrestle, I understand, in the McLeod Center this year.
Yeah, so we're trying to do the best that we can to get as many fans in the door for that. Obviously, we want our fans to be here to see our team, and we're going to try to get as many as we can, obviously with the restrictions in place, and make sure that we're following all the protocols set in place by the university, by the state. And so we're doing the best we can. And I think we're going to have an exciting schedule. We haven't finalized everything yet, but we should have some great opportunities for some really fun teams coming in here to wrestle at, in the McLeod Center.
And also, before we let you go, I see there's a new UNI Panther Athletics app that's out.
Yeah. We want our fans to be connected, to pay attention to everything that we have and to not miss out on anything. And we also want to reward fans for being fans. And so this is an opportunity where you get the app and you attend games and you can earn points, and then those points you can turn into gear, t-shirts, sunglasses, blankets, bigger prizes, TVs, electronics, things like that. So we're trying to do some different things, but we're also giving you an opportunity to stay up to date, and you can, list the teams that you want to pay attention to. And so if you're a big Panther Hoops fan, you can get on there and set your notifications so you know when everything's happening and you have those games on your phone ready to go.
Before we let you go, Jarek, anything else you want to add from the Panther Media Relations Department?
No, we're excited for the upcoming year. It's going to be a lot of work, but we're excited to finally get things going, and we're looking forward to that November 25th date. I know We're finalizing that women's basketball schedule. I think we're going to have a home game on that first week, and I think we're going to have a road game on that first day of on November 25th. But we're still finalizing everything. On the men's side, there's still a lot of work to do on that schedule, and we're talking about a lot of different options there. So we're going to have basketball as early as we can, and we're excited to get some a partial full McLeod Center and see everybody's faces and watch some hoops.
So in other words, stay tuned, Panther Nation, for those dates. Once they get locked in 100%, the media relations department will get that out to Panther Nation, so you know when and where the men's and women's basketball teams are playing, when wrestling has their first either dual meet or competition, and a whole lot more. Great stuff as always, Jerry. Great to catch up with you and keep up the great work there as the assistant AD for media communications for UNI.
Thanks, Gary.
Jerick Wolcott joining us on our Panther Point of View podcast. That'll wrap up this podcast. We'll do it again next week. I'm the voice of the Panthers, Gary Rima.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at CECTurfandTractor.com.